We're finding ourselves in a matzav of turmoil, and people don't understand what is really taking place and what are we supposed to do under such circumstances. And this coronavirus is affecting the world at large, and people do not really understand what is taking place. And I want to give a little insight in what the way we have to view it and how we have to understand it. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Ein puronius bo le'olam ela bishvil Yisrael. Whenever you see a puronius, some calamity taking place, wherever it is in the world, you should know that it's for us. It's not for the Chinese, but it's for us personally. And I'll tell you a little story that happened in the times of the Chofetz Chaim over 100 years ago. In those days, there was no media, and there was no way of knowing what's doing in other countries. It was very hard to find out what's happening in the world. And there was somebody who found out that there was a tsunami in China. And this took place in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, and about 500,000 people died and perished in this tsunami. Now he tells this news to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Heilige Chofetz Chaim starts crying, and he says, Oy, midaf tshuvitan, we have to change. The Rebbeinu Shlom is talking to us, we have to change. And the person looks to the Chofetz Chaim, he didn't obviously know Gemaras and Chazal, and he says to him, what does it have to do with me? It's some calamity that happened in China. 500,000 people died in China, Goyim. What does it have to do with us? So you know what the Chofetz Chaim told him? The Chofetz Chaim told him that imagine if you were in a country and somebody would get up in that country and start speaking Yiddish. So if you did, the person who stood up in the middle of the marketplace and starts speaking Yiddish, are you going to think he's speaking to the people that live in that particular country? Obviously, they don't know Yiddish. But it must be, there must be a few people there that do know Yiddish. So he's speaking to those Yiddish people, and they should get the word and spread it around. The Chofetz Chaim said, when a tsunami happens in China, it's Yiddish. The Ribbono Shel is speaking. Everything that happens is from Hashem. Do you think Hashem is speaking to the Chinese? Or Hashem is speaking to us? He's speaking Yiddish. And when the Ribbono Shel speaks in Yiddish, you know he's speaking to the Jewish nation. So this is what the Gemara tells us, and this is a pasuk in Tzvanya. Now I don't believe you could ever find a more appropriate pasuk to what's taking place now as this, the words of the Novi Tzvanya. The Novi Tzvanya, when it talks about Peronius Bola Oilam, which Rashi says, Achtiri, you should get afraid, frightened. We want you to have a panic. People think we have a panic, we're overdoing it. Hashem wants us to get a panic. You know why? Le'yaron zachrashi k'dei she'yasu tshuva. So we should repent and we should realize and take a lesson. Do you know what the pasuk says? Hichrati chutzois nashamu pinoisom. People will not be able to go out in the streets, the Navi says. I'll make such a magefa, and everybody will be quarantined and locked in. They'll be secluded. The streets will be bare. People won't be able to move around the world. You look in this pasuk, it's amazing. The pasuk talks about what's going to happen. There's going to come a time that Hashem is going to make such a matzav in the world that people are going to panic to go out in the streets. People will be quarantined. People will be stuck in their houses. Now listen to a Ran in the Droshes in Drush HaShishi. The Ran writes, and he talks about when there's a Peronius that's happening in the world. And he says, you know, Hashem with his chesed makes the Peronius happen far, far away from Eden. And you know why? He wants to awaken you, because realize, any Piranius, if you're a Maimin, you know nothing happens on its own. It's all orchestrated from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam does it, so the Ran says it's a hasra. It's a warning to you, be careful. I'm speaking to you to find ways to change. And he says, if you don't learn the lesson, it's going to get closer and closer and closer. Hashem could bring it closer and closer, and it's up to us to get the message, to know what to do under such circumstances. So the Ran writes in the drushes, Hashem, it says it's done, like in the Novi Tzvanya says, it starts out in China, but then it spreads to countries across the world, and then it comes even into America, and it comes all over. It could come into Lakewood, Rachmana Litzlan, into Muncie, into Miliusburg. It doesn't make a difference. There's no barriers for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we don't recognize that it's Hashem talking to us, and we just, our response is, okay, you know something, I'm going to put on a mask, I'm going to wash my hands. You think that's what Ribbono Shel Olam made this for? That we should just be foolish? You know, I'll give you a marshal of Chachmei Chelem. You know, Chachmei Chelem, they were so foolish. There was once a big hole in front of a hospital, and people would walk by this hole and fall into the hospital. And then they would end up in the hospital. They'd fall into the hole. So Chachmei Chelem had a big problem. They didn't know what to do. People have to go to the hospital, and they're all in front of the hospital is a hole. So they figured an eitzah. They'll move the hospital away from the hole, and this way people going to the hospital won't fall into the hole. That's so silly. You have a hole, you got to fill the hole. You got to take care of the problem. You're not going to say, I'll leave the hole, but what I'll do is I'll lock myself, I'll put hospitals, like in China, they'll put up 7 new hospitals to deal with the problems and not getting the source, because they don't have no, that's not their language. It's but us, we have a language, we have a Hashem. It's Yiddish. And our Ribbono Shel Olam says, you got to fill up the hole. You got to take what it takes to do what you have to rectify. And you know what we have to do to rectify? I'll tell you what it is. There's a tiny Esther about 100 years ago, the great Mashgiach of Mir, Rabbi Yeruchim, prophesied what's going to happen in the Achris Hayomim. And it's amazing. If you learn through it, it's Divrei Nevuah. And he writes, and I'll give you over a part of the Maimer. The Tachlis of the Bria is to recognize Ein Oid Milvado. This is the ultimate purpose of creation, to recognize there's no power in the world besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. And everything the Ribbono Shel Olam orchestras in this world is for us to get to that recognition and that realization. People tend to think there's Teva, there's a natural course of events. And the Ramban tells us in Emde Parshas Boy, a Yid, a Maimin understands there's no such thing as Teva. Everything what takes place is a mess. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no occurrences happening. People tend to rationalize and think, you know why it happened? Oh, the Chinese didn't do this, the Chinese didn't do this, or whatever. And the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't let us find out to have anything to rationalize. That's one of the Chesed Hashem, that you think maybe this, and people stop thinking what it is. But people don't understand, but there's something yet to think about. And that is, Hashem wants to show you who is in control of the world. You see, people walk around with gaiva. Everybody thinks he's in control of his destiny. It's what's called Koichi ve'oitzim yodi osali asachayil hazeh. A person thinks he's in control of his wealth, he's in control of his health, he's in control of what he wants to do. We're in a generation, you know, anything I want, I go on my iPhone, I go on my Trefa phone, on my foolish phone, or whatever I'll call it, and then I can order whatever I want. I can get in a second, I can get from every part of the world, anything I want I can get. Everybody built up their businesses on China, and everybody felt secure. We have China, and we have a way to make money and we can get whatever we want and everything goes through China. Today the world is so set up that there's nothing that doesn't go through China. And everybody thinks that they have themselves secure with their businesses and their oifanim. People who had businesses around Pesach and hotel businesses, tens and tens of thousands of people thought that they could plan their holidays, they could plan their Yom Tov, and they thought they're in control where they're going. You can't go anywhere. You realize that you're not in control of anything. Hashem is talking to us and telling you, realize that it's not you who control your life and your destiny. Your life, your health, your wealth, your parnasa, your businesses. How many businesses are getting affected? Rahman al-Islam, the market is skyrocketed. People are losing money like who knows how much. Anybody who has a hotel business, anybody who has a travel agency, people are confined and they're in the turmoil. They don't know where they're spending Pesach. You know what this is all to bring out? Realize, ki ani Hashem. Recognize it's Hashem who's doing it all. Realize that when you think things are normal, you think there's a course of events, and you could plan, and you could figure out what you're going to do, it's not up to you. It's what Hashem wants, and this is what Hashem wants us to recognize. Hashem, the Rabbi Yochanan writes, in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, he's going to pull apart the world as it seems. He writes there, Hashem is going to show you, you have no financial stability. You have no stability of your health. We're in a panic of anti-Semitism. And the world, instead of realizing what we have to do, what do? We go to the governments and think we're going to talk to the governments. They should give us our safety. That's stuyot. That's foolishness. Our safety comes from Shomer Abba Yisrael Le'ad. You maybe didn't know that all along, but the biggest nest, the Yaivitz writes, the biggest nest is that Klal Yisrael's existence throughout the ages was that we are alive because the Goyim always hated us, and the Goyim always wanted to kill us, and it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam who guarded us. This is a bigger miracle than any miracle, but now Hashem brings it out to the world. Why are we living in this sinus Yisrael? Because Hashem wants you to realize that you're helpless. Don't think you can guard yourself. Don't think that you're alive because you can take care of yourself. What, are you going to put a little security by a mismedrash? If they want to come in, they'll come in, Rachman al-Islam. It's Hashem who guides us. So Hashem is doing things in the end of the Bria. He's causing this tremendous sinus Yisrael that we should recognize that it's all coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is our Shomer. Hashem is guarding the Jewish nation. It's not that we can guard ourselves. We're going to go to the Goyim to get guards. They should be, that's our solution. You think Hashem is bringing this anti-Semitism. Where's it all of a sudden coming from? It's Hashem. So you think it's because Hashem wants us to go to the Goyim and ask them for extra Shmirah? That's what the purpose is? The purpose is it's a wake-up call. Hashem, the Ramchal writes, that Hashem is going to orchestrate us. If we can't do it on our own, he's going to have to do things to make us recognize that Ein Oid Muvadoi, Efes Ulosoi, I am not powerful. You thought you were powerful. Now you realize you're in danger. In danger with your security, in danger with your health, your finances are not secure. You can't plan anything. You think you can do anything. You are helpless. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam who gives us and takes care from us. Hashem wants us to daven, to be connected to him, and cry out to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, I recognize it's you. This is the Yiddish response. The Yiddish response is V'anachnu b'shem Hashem u'lekeinu nasker. You know what the essence of tefillah is? The essence of tefillah, the ma'bid, is your recognition that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you get up and you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you say a proclamation. Atah choneh lo'adam das. You give me knowledge. Refrain to Hashem. You give me my refuah and everything. Brach Aleinu, my panos is coming from you. When the going is too easy and the going goes normal, you forget that. And you tend to think you are in control and you are in power. And this is the Muhammad of Amalek in Klal Yisrael. Amalek was lo yorei Elokim. Amalek thought and thinks that everything is in the power of them. They think there's a teva, and they're bali gaive, and they think amiva afsioid. Esav thinks that he's in control. Esav and Amalek doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria, and they think they control the world. And Hashem, this is our battle, and this is what happened in Purim. Haman thought he's in top of the world. Haman thought that he could control everything, and he could make himself a god, and he's a kol yochel, and he can do whatever he wants. And Haman thinks it's karo, it's mikren. He looks at the mazolus, he looks at astrology, and he thinks he sees in the teva of the bria that he could win. And he thinks this is how Amalek runs. Amalek runs alpit mazolus, alpit teva, without taking into consideration and trying to deny it as a Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Yidden are to bring into the world, there's a Boirei Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what happened. You know what the Nes was? The Nesivah says in this Pirush on Esther that people in that generation thought that their response to be, we're going to go to Esther, and Esther's going to go to the king, and she's going to do Hashaglonis for us, and we don't have to worry about anything. So Esther sends clothes to Mordechai, and she says, get dressed with proper attire, and come to the king together with me, and we'll try and be poyel, and we'll make Hashaglonis. Mordechai loy kibo, and the Nesivus writes in his pirish, that Mordechai knew that's the teva of people. The teva of people is to be toilet besibis. Oh, you know what happened? Haman hates us, and Mordechai doesn't bow. So they think the cause is Mordechai. Mordechai's not the cause. Mordechai is the savior of the Jewish nation. You know what Mordechai did? Mordechai riled up Klal Yisrael to daven to Hashem. He told the Klal Yisrael, don't think we can do anything. He tears his clothes, up the Mesivus, like you tear clothes, Rachman and Tzar, when somebody dies. You know what the concept of tearing clothes of Kriyah is? Till you show that there's nothing you can do. It's over with. It's gone. I'm powerless. That's the concept of Kriya. And he wanted to infuse in Klal Yisrael the recognition that they should put on sak ve'efer, they should daven to Hashem. You know why Esther invited Haman to the party? It's the most absurd thing. Esther invites Haman to the party. Why does she invite Haman? The answer Chazal say is because she wanted to take out from people's their machshoves, thinking that we have an Esther that's going to come to the king and tell him to get rid of Haman. And then they see she's friendly with Haman. And then they see we have no avenue. We have no way to go to the king. We lost our hope, and we took on that we're going to get saved through Esther Amalke. So the Targum writes, Miyoyim Shezimna Esther, Haman Lesuda. Everybody scream out, vai, vai, vai. What's happening here? We thought it's our big enemy. And Esther looks like she's friendly with him. So then the Targum says, Shofchu elibon lakodesh borchu. And they said, Einenu tuyas lechor atchet techoneinu. Einoid movadoi. We realize that it's you. We're in the hands of Hashem. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Tachlis, the Ramban writes is, that every person should recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Boirei Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam governs the world. He's the Kol Yochol. Everything is Chayenu HaMesurim B'Yodecha. Our lives are hanging in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you say it in Moedim in a normal time, you don't feel it, you don't realize it. But now if you have a little heart. You know, I just heard recently, you know why it's called Ikrasin HaMashikha? For Rav Shor, from Rav Shor, Vishema's father, Ikvus in a Mashiach, the heel of a person doesn't have any feeling. And the problem is, people lost their sensitivity and their feeling. And Hashem has to do so much to break up people to get to that recognition. He does one tzorah after another tzorah. But the purpose of it all is for us to recognize, Ein oid movadoi. Don't think you are in control. Don't think you can live on your own. Realize you have to come on to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're here to service the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is our tachlis. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to stay connected to Him. And when things go normal, you don't feel the need for davening, for connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Davening is a source of emuna b'Hashem. This is to intensify your emuna. When we understand Hashem made this tsunami, Hashem made this for what purpose? Not to put on masks and not to quarantine you. That's not the purpose. Hashem didn't do that. It's foolish. Hashem made it so we should recognize we're helpless. Realize you're helpless. You don't have health. You don't have wealth. You're stuck. Don't make your plans and think you're in control of your life. You're not in control of your life. Ein oid movada. When we will recognize that, we will usher in Mashiach. This is Chesed Hashem because we are too weak to recognize it on our own. But Hashem is doing this all to shake us up. But don't just get shaken up in a panic and that's it. It's to realize the source of it all. The source is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and bring them into your lives. And recognize v'emunah shleima that everything is dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we will get that emunah, when we will strengthen our core of Hashem, if we will in daven, what would the places, the shuls should be full of davening to Hashem, Purim is a yoyim tefillah. Because the way we combat Amalek is with tefillah. Hakol kol yan kibena yodayim yidei esau. When we dive into Hashem and we intensify emuna b'Hashem, then eila berechav eila basusim v'anachnu b'sheim Hashem olikeinu naskir. Everything, whatever it has to do, the koyach of klal yisrael is not our physical self, nor realizing the Ribbono Shel Olam that we are His nation. And Hashem is speaking Yiddish. Remember that. Hashem is speaking Yiddish here. And in Peronius is special for us to wake us up, to recognize Ein Oid Movadoi. And when that will happen, and when all of Klal Yisrael will strengthen itself, Be'emunah, we'll be zeichet to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera V'yameinu.